Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Diana McClintock. She's a mystic and a light worker who obtained her registered nurse degree and practiced for 30 years. Then she obtained her Doctor of Science in Naturopathy in 2002. She's a certified Soma Energetics practitioner using the Solfeggio scale tuning forks and has completed Reiki certifications to level 4 attunement. She's also an ordained minister. Diana had a near-death experience at 4 years old and has been a healing facilitator and spiritual warrior since then. She became a mystical traveler in 2009 and took off for living on the road for 2.2 years, practicing her light working, healing herself and the earth, and helping people heal. She has books in the working to tell the story of reaching Sedona for 11-11, then to the west coast of California for 12-12, where the oneness of Atlantis and Lemuria came back to her, and on over to Mount Shasta, then down to Sacramento. She lived in a car and met people who matched her vibrations along the way. And so tonight she's here to match vibrations with you folks. Get yourselves all tuned up. You're going to be in for a treat. She's going to be doing angel card readings. And before we begin, I just wanted to let you know about a few shows you don't want to miss out on, because I've got some great shows coming up this month. Tomorrow night, I actually have on Jessie Ann Nichols George, who is a code reader, and what she will do is read your life script. She uses a number of different modalities, including numerology, and she's a 13th generation healer. I have on a master astrologer by the name of Jeff Harmon on February 12th. He employs 5 different kinds of astrology, and he'll be doing free readings. Then I have another angel reader on February 19th. That's Julie Robinson. And rounding out the month is Australian psychic medium Kat Edwards on February 28th. So mark those dates down. And now I'm going to welcome Diana. Diana, once again, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. I'm looking forward to a vibrant evening, and I think we should get right to the phone lines because I'm stacking them up like dominoes here.
And I just wanted to tell you one thing, because you know how they're always with me. The angels are always with me.
Yes.
I could have broke my neck this week.
Really?
But they warned me, get out of the way, and not just get out of the way. Get out of the way. And then still I'm looking around. Who said that? What'd you say that for? And I almost hear, really, you know, I used to always, I can't wait till I can hear. Well, every once in a while I can hear. And I had to get out of the way. And my van, I don't know if you know what an Odyssey van looks like, but the back of it is, goes up like an awning. And it's very heavy. It fell. And I was bent over, you know, doing stuff, organizing stuff. It would have hit me right in the middle of my back.
Oh, my.
Or my neck. And I don't know why. I'm going to have to look it up. Has anybody ever been injured on that? Because it's really heavy, and it can fall straight down. And now it's like lifting weights just to open it. So
wow.
I have to learn how to use the side door, which is okay with me. I am so happy we do have guardian angels. I can prove it to you just by what I just told you. And, you know, the divine takes care of me. I know that. Or you can say the divine in me if you're, some people think it's duality. If you say the divine takes care of me, you must say the divine in me. Well, you know, it's both ways. So at least
it
I
is.
Think so.
It really is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we can go to the callers. I just had to tell you, they still want me to live.
Right. Well, I'm glad you're here. And, well, okay, we're going to start out with a gentleman by the name of Deet. And you are live on the air. Say hello to Diana.
Hello, Diana.
Hi.
Thanks again, David. Hi.
Deep, like D-E-E-P, deep?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Diana.
Oh, right. I'm thinking about a wishing well for you. You have to put your fishing rod in pretty deep at this point in time. So what is it that you want to know about before I draw you a card? Because this is a high vibrational card, but if you need to talk about something, we could do life coaching.
Yeah, sure. It's actually quite specific with regards to an interview I gave last week with a company called Aptus. So I am looking forward to hearing back from them with an offer I would like to accept. Do you see that happening?
Okay. I opened up the box for the first time tonight, and the first thing that came was gifts from God. And somebody, here is Archangel Sandalphon, is telling you, we're bringing you gifts from your Creator. Open your arms to receive. So you really need to have those arms open to receive. Believe you are worthy of receiving. If you have any problems with believing, do this by looking in the mirror and make eye contact with yourself, because I found out that the eyes really are the windows to the soul. And it's not just you looking at somebody else, it's you looking at yourself. Your soul is accumulation of all that you are and ever have been. So I would suggest to you, look in the mirror, you're worthy to receive this job. And then, you know, go from there. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure. Do you see this job being the right job for me for a long term, professional growth-wise? Okay,
all right. I did the energy of the angels, but I'm definitely saying it's up to you. If you believe you're worth it, your arms are open to receive, and you want to go deep in your well and just sit there and go fishing for a while. That way you can be contemplating your worthiness in your mind while you're fishing. I believe you're going to get the answers.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks, Diana. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Dee. You take good care. God bless.
And you. Thank you.
That was a good card.
Thank you.
That's a good card to start out with.
Yes, it is. That's amazing. Okay, we're moving on to Stacy. And Stacy, you're live on the air. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Are you a love particle? That's what I'm seeing, is you're a love particle. But sometimes you think that the wave's a little bit too strong for you to tread, or whatever you would call it. I remember trying to jump over that wave to get out into, when I first got to Florida, to get out into the area where you could actually walk in the water without being knocked down. And that's sort of like could be how you're feeling. But you know you can jump that wave and get into the still waters.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you had in your mind, but it's
go
a
ahead
brilliant
with
idea,
love.
Whatever it is. You are a
go
love
ahead
particle.
With love.
Your love particle is just a little bit wavy. And but you have a brilliant idea. Archangel Uriel says that your idea is divinely guided. So don't second guess yourself. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. And this is actually, Uriel is riding the unicorn. And that's a pretty high vibrational card, and it's gold, and he has his arrow is actually a lightning rod. So I would say go for this, and this love that you're thinking about. Be loved.
I don't know with who.
Well, if that's your question, you just have to be open to receive. If you're ready, if you are worthy to receive someone who can adore you and support you, then
mm-hmm.
you're ready. If you're not ready to receive someone who can adore you and support you, then you might just be settling.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
You can continue to be the love particle and get over
mm-hmm.
that wavy hump and get into the still waters, because you know that you're gonna. If you don't already have the idea, you will have a brilliant idea. That's the card I drew for you.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Thank you, Stacy. You have a good night, hon.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. God bless.
God bless you too.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on in just a minute. The studio's a little slow here tonight. Okay, we're moving on to Rose Maria. Rose Maria,
you're
live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Say hello to Diana. How are you doing now?
Hi, Rosemary.
Fine.
How are you, Diana?
Are you Rosemary or Rosemary?
Both.
Oh, whatever people call you then. I usually
correct
people. They call me Diane. I say it's Diana. So it's whatever you want it to be. Just tell people how to say it. So with you, is all well? Because that's
all
the card
well.
You got. We want to bring you back to whenever you're thinking all is not well, all is well. It sounds simple, and it's not as simple as it sounds, but it can be simple if you have tremendous faith. Anything. Even if you just want to silence your mind or something's coming into your life and you're worrying or whatever, pull yourself back to all is well. Archangel Jeremiah wants you to know that everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand. So there's still something hidden. If I was reading the archetypes, I probably would be giving you that hidden card. So I don't have those cards with me tonight. We're doing angels, and the angel says that there are hidden blessings that you will soon understand. Accept that all is well. Accept your blessings. Can you do that?
Yes.
Good. Okay, that sounds good. You are open to receive. You're found. You're here. Scream it out. I'm here. I'm found. I'm open to receive.
I'm open. I'm here. I'm found. Been doing that.
I have been found and I'm open to receive.
And it's
always pull yourself back to all as well. That really helped me when I was out on the road.
That's a great one. And say it like you really mean it and believe it. That's the key. You need to put it out there with all the energy and the highest vibration that you can to attract whatever it is that you're looking for. And all is well. Absolutely.
Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, have a good night, Don.
You too, and a good holiday too, Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Okay, God bless.
Thanks, you too.
All right, Diana, we're moving on to Laura. And I'll let you know when she's live. Let's see, here we go. Laura, you're live on the air. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana. It's Lori.
Lori. Okay, I'm glad you told me. Okay.
Sorry about that, Lori.
That's okay. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, David?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I had some sound problems last time I was talking on Block Talk Radio. Okay. Bree, this sounds simple, but it's very important.
Yes.
Archangel Raphael. There was a time in my life when I was breathing right, and the suggestion to my spiritual counselor was set the alarm. Set the alarm to tell myself to breathe? Yes, because you're not breathing deep enough. So if you're not breathing deep enough, you're not connecting to the source of all that is or your higher self as you could be. I'm not saying you're not connecting. You can do more. So with every breath you take. I would say just know you're the breath of God, because that's how mm-hmm. I feel. But the card says, Archangel Raphael says, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. So if there's something that you've been doing all the time and it hasn't worked, you know you're ready to release it. The breathing will also help you release old patterns. Breathing can do a lot. You're taking in the light, you're letting out what's not light. Taking in the good, letting out what's not good. Only I like to try to use positive words. Let out what you don't need instead of saying not good. So take in your highest good and let out what you don't need with your exhale. And you can do this as long as you want, and that also helps you quiet the self-talk in your mind so you will truly be meditating. And I remember, I don't remember her name, but I remember her saying that's how she started channeling, was just paying attention to her breath. Who was that, David?
The high vibrational woman.
Yeah. The high vibrational woman. She used to be married. Oh, gosh.
Was it Esther Hicks or Jane Roberts?
Yes. It was Esther Hicks.
Okay.
She said all she did was breathe and pay attention to her breath, and that's when she started channeling. So your breath can do several things for you. So take a deep breath and then exhale slowly. Awaken your energy and release old patterns. That's a really important part of it, is to release old patterns.
Excellent. I have a mentor that's a yoga instructor and dear friend, and she always is telling me that, and I need to get whatever is blocking. It's just, she says the breakthroughs are so close, because she does Reiki on me, and I heard that are you a Reiki master, or you've done Reiki level 4 Reiki. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm level 4. That's where I
stopped. She did Reiki on me last Monday, and the same things that you're saying, it totally resonates, and it's totally in line with exactly where I am and what I should be doing. So thank you for confirming and just reminding me of my breath, and that is what Margie has been telling me as well with yoga. So thank you so much. I feel the breakthrough is
welcome.
Just so close. Yes.
It is. Be aware that there are possibilities that you don't know anything about working for you behind the scenes.
It's exciting.
So a possibility you know and those you don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It really is. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Lori, have a beautiful evening, hon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thanks. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you. All right, we're moving on to Amy. And Amy, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So, do you have any angel messages for me?
Yeah, I do. This is the one that I call my ET card, so I kind of like tread slowly because I don't know what people think. This one says, Beloved One. So Archangel Samuel says, I'm helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. This is really, really a great card. Everybody would wish to have this card. Realize that sometimes soulmates are here for short times because they have a very important reason. But this card says, Beloved One, you are ready. You're ready for your spiritual soulmate relationship. So you can actually ask Archangel Samuel, if you believe you're ready for a supportive person that adores you, open your arms to receive and ask Samuel to help you. Because I
really?
Believe that
wow.
beings are ready.
Oh,
the angels
wow.
are ready to help you. Well, I'm never expecting to give this card to somebody. That's why I went in slowly. So
is that funny?
That's it.
When I
that's all I'm going to say.
What was
that? So you, Samuel. I was going to add on to it, but it's like that's all you needed to hear. So I don't need to say anything else. You are loved, and you can ask Archangel Samuel to help you.
Okay.
To let the angels know that you have received their, they want to help. Because you have to have help. We still have to ask for the help. I believe we do. And maybe I need to change my beliefs because I had a guardian angel that helped me without asking for help. So the angels are here to help you anytime.
Wow. Well, I wasn't expecting that. I was thinking about my career.
I wasn't either. Well, let's see. Helping you to with your spiritual soulmate relationship. Well, your soulmate could be somebody you're going to work with. And it could be a working relationship. A soulmate doesn't have to be a love.
Never know. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Diana.
Oh, you're welcome, Amy. God bless, hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Thanks. Bye. Good night.
All right, we're moving on to, I believe it is Laura and not Lori, but we'll find out. I'm trying to bring her live. Just a minute. Let me try again. Hi, Laura.
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Laura. Have you been journaling?
No.
Okay, that's one way to get angels to help, to ask for help. That just came through. There are many ways, you know, how messages come to you. But to be guided by angels, I believe your inner guidance will come through your journaling. And that inner guidance is very important. An open heart chakra, guidance coming through your heart, all of that I feel are very important. The card that I drew for you is Victory, and this is Sandalphon again, and Sandalphon, Archangel Sandalphon says, your prayers have been heard and answered, so have faith. Now, if your prayers have been answered, then there definitely are things going on behind the scenes that you're not aware of unless you have had an answered prayer today. And so I would say that you're right on the edge of a breakthrough of an answered prayer. Have faith. Don't doubt yourself. Re-listen to the show and practice your breathing and pull yourself to all is well and just expect a miracle.
Okay, well, it will take a miracle, but I've been asking for it and I keep finding coins, so I think something's going to happen.
Yes, finding the coins is very helpful. If I go a week without finding the dime, I pretty much start asking why. Why? I want my acknowledgement that you hear me. Last night I heard booms. And somebody in Kentucky, I'm in Florida, heard booms at the same time. They thought guns were going off there. I thought guns were going off here. The cat got a little bit, and this cat doesn't care. Like dogs usually get crazy. So I think something was going on last night. So I think that there are things opening to us, energies opening to us that might be hard to shift through, but we're going to do it. We're going to get through the shift just like we did any other shift.
Oh, good. Thanks, Diana.
Thank you for calling.
I need to hear that. Thank you.
Well, have a good night, Laura. Thank you for calling on.
Thank
okay.
You.
Yeah, you do the same.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you hear anything strange going on in the sky last night?
Say that again?
Did you hear anything strange last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Why? What did you hear?
Booms. Just booms.
Really?
Three. Just three.
Wow.
Not all together, like 5 minutes apart.
Ah, it wasn't thunder, was it?
No. Oh, no, it wasn't thunder.
No. Okay. You were receiving
it. Cold and windy.
Ah.
Of course, it could have been thunder gods, I guess.
Could be. Well, we're going to move on to Melissa. And, Melissa, you're live on the air. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana. How you doing? I'm good. How are you, Melissa?
Oh, pretty good.
Okay. Remember who you are is the card I drew. And this was an Archangel Michael card. And he's like announcing your importance. So, and would like for you to remember who you are. You're a powerful being and a creative child of God. And you're very loved. So if you can even just write this on the wall or on the paper and pin it to the wall. You are a powerful being. You're loving. You're a loving creator, child of God. You're very loved. Now,
okay.
Oh, yeah, it does have love in there twice. Okay, I said it right. So, do you think that you can believe all that for yourself?
Yeah, I think Michael the Archangel is the one. He's come up quite a few times in other readings I've had over the years. So I think he's kind of watching over
me. Do some more talk. Yes. Do some more talking with Archangel Michael. I used to just, the angel that does this, the angel that does that, and I never thought it mattered what you called them. But I think they do, once you have learned, they do like for you to call them by name because they all have different energies. So use your courage. Be courageous. Stand up. You're powerful, loving, you're very loved. Archangel Michael is announcing this, so that's pretty cool. You know, it's kind of like a major at the very front line marching. That's what the card looks like. Here we are. Sword in one hand, torch in the other hand.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Melissa.
Thank you, David.
All right. Have a beautiful evening, hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. For the callers that have called in after the beginning of the show, let me just tell you that tomorrow night I have Jessie Ann Nichols George on, and she will read your life script for you. She is an amazing person, and I would definitely suggest calling before 7:30 if you want to get your place in queue. And Diana, if you haven't called in for a reading from her, she is amazing. I encourage
you. No, I haven't.
Yeah. Call in. Yeah. All right. We're moving on to Trish, and then I'll be calling you out by area codes after that. We have 5 callers remaining, Diana, so you can relax and take your time. You know, it's up to you, whatever the spirit moves you to do.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting. There's Trish. Trish, you're live. Say hello to Diana. Trish? Trish,
hello?
I can't hear you, hon.
Do you hear me now?
Yes.
Keith, I thought I was speaking to Diana, and no one heard me.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know what you said, but I was thinking about asking to have an angel sent to you with what you need help with, because sometimes you struggle over and over and over, and it's difficult if you just stop. And could you send me the angel that would help me with and fill in the blank? So I was thinking that. What were you saying to us when we couldn't hear you?
I was asking you if you wanted the Super Bowl score.
What is it?
It is, of course, now it's gone. It is Denver 13, Carolina 10.
Oh, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carolina. So my question actually was, yes, about if I was going to ask you a question, it would have been, can you send me an angel to help with
the
relationship?
Yes. And you have hello from heaven, so there's somebody on the other side that wants to help you.
Archangel Azrael says your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. So you have more than angels. There's somebody on the other side that wants to help you. Now, if you, I think at the very end you silently said relationship. So if that's what it is that you want help with, and I think, go back and listen to the show, because I don't always remember what I tell people, but somebody here had that, the angel that was helping them with the relationships, the soulmate relationship. So it's always good to go through, listen to the show, and hear every card, because I believe that whatever we pull applies to everyone. I can, I'll light a candle for you and ask for an angel to help you. If that's going to make it happen better, I sure will. Now, I used to have a horse guy who was funny when I was going to powwow, and I met him. And he had this thing, and I think it's a Reiki thing, where he filled up a balloon with everything the person needed that I was talking to, because he was teaching me that I could also do long-distance healing, I believe, and because I'm good at it if a person's with me right in front of me, especially with the tuning forks. I can pull snakes out of people. It's weird. But I often wondered about long distance, and so he would show me, you just fill up everything they need in this balloon, give it to me, I'm going to gallop right over to them and give it to them, we'll bust it right on their head if they need, just to get them to receive. He was kind of a joker. That was a fun time in my life when I had the horse guide. Now, I know I still have him, but he doesn't come through as often. He was a teacher. The guys are our teachers, I believe.
Okay. So is the message have someone smash something over my partner's head?
No. Okay. You want a partner for yourself. Go back and listen to the show, because I talked about being open to receive and believing, you know, that you're going to receive. But I can have the horse send you, like, the energy that you need to do this or whatever, and just know that you've received because you asked. You asked for it to be sent. So there you go. We'll send
right.
you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling,
so much.
Fish.
I appreciate that.
All right. Have a beautiful evening, hon.
That was a fun way. A fun way to learn that you could send energy.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And horses are power. Horses mean power. So, you know, it's kind of powerful, and that's why I threw the little punch in there to have a horse bringing you the energy.
I like that. Okay, we're going to, I don't know the names of the other callers. This one says live, so I'm bringing you live. Live? Hang in there. I'll let you know when you're on the air. Studio's being slow. Try again.
Seems like your show's been going smoothly.
There we go. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, what is your name, please?
Daniela.
I didn't catch the name?
Daniela.
Oh, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi. You're going to have to, because you sound like you're very far away. Are you saying... now you're skipping. Say it one more time. What's your name?
Daniela.
Daniana?
Daniela.
Okay, that's what I thought, but it sounded different the second time. Daniela. All righty. Okay, we got your name. Archangel Michael just wants you to know you're safe. I am protecting you against any lower energies and guarding you and your loved ones and your home. And usually that one means to me that there just might be somebody who's making a little bit fun of you. And some people will do that, what they used to call get your goat. That way they can steal your energy. So actually be on guard, because this is the one where he is carrying the shield and the sword, but he's not running or flying. He's just standing there, just letting you know, okay? When, like, okay, last night, I don't think we can do this, but I said yesterday, I'm done. I'm not going to be a light worker anymore. And then I went to the store, and because with me, I've always ran into something I had to neutralize. That's what happened when I died. I came back with that. Being attracted to where I had to neutralize. So there was this man, and he looked like he was old and maybe crippled, and I told him he could go in front of me, and he said, no, you go in front of me. And then he started talking until he spit on me. His breath smelled like poop. He was really hollering about Obama politics and all this stuff. I couldn't wait to get checked out. He told the lady he was with me and to put his foot under my car. And I just wouldn't accept that. She goes, I can subtract his stuff. Well, he had 30-something. I only had 16. I'm like, no, I had already been set up. But I used the shields up, swords out, angels dancing all around. I used that to make sure that his energy didn't get sucked to me. Because people like that do that to lower your energy. He
yeah.
may not know that. He might have just been drunk. He might have just been a redneck. But still, it. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. That's like a blonde joke. But this one card, Archangel Michael is carrying the shield and the sword. So just know that you can put the shield up, sword out, and you can ask Archangel Michael to cut cords too.
I've been doing that.
Okay, so you know that. Whenever you feel like you've got Michael with you, and it does work. You may carry on for a long time. Codependent relationships do that. And finally, you'll be strong enough to let go. It doesn't mean you have to leave a person, but you'll be strong enough to ask Archangel Michael to remove the cord between the two of you. That way you see how the relationship can build without being corded. So, You have that with you, so use it whenever you need to. And I feel like I need to draw you another card because it's not that all your life you're going to have to run into people that you have to do this with. So let's see. That's a perfect card to follow it. You were skipping out, so I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, it feels like It feels like I've had to cut cords for so many years that I'm getting really tired of it.
Yes. Okay. Then we did draw you the right card. But I meant for it to build your confidence. I didn't mean for it to be negative.
No.
But your next card is
that's
take
good.
Back your power. So that makes sense. Archangel Raziel is holding his arms out. There's a rainbow from wing to wing. Take back your power. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. So anytime you have to cut the cords, of course, I take my power back. I'm whole and intact, and nothing can get in my field. And then say your intention and manifest your blessings. That's like a whole thing, a whole spiritual thing. So listen to it again. I know you're moving forward. Try to stay in the now as you're doing all this serious work.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, Daniela. You take care.
Thank you. And you. Bye. Thank you.
Okay, good night. All right, we're moving on to a Skype caller. And you're live on the air. What is your name, please? Are you able to hear me? I've got a Skype caller on the line, and you are live.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Jane. How are you doing?
Hi, Jane. Very well. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Great. Well, say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Archangel Haniel's here. I was like Haniel because that was the first angel that said their name to me and it actually sang it. So trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and your career.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and drew another card because David said we had time. So career transition. So right after this, passion, trust in your renewed passion. So you have, you can do this. In other words, Archangel Samuel is saying your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. It may not happen overnight. When I went from being allopathic to holistic nurse, it was a big change. So just know that your career transition is your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. You don't have to leave what you're doing if you don't need to. And if you're not working, then you get to create what you want to do for your blessed career change. This angel has a halo, and a white halo and white hair and white flowers across the forehead. It's a very, very pretty angel. Looks like she's had a facial done, too. And she has a rose on her heart, so that with the open heart chakra. Okay, so do you feel like you understand what we said?
You're right on about the career change.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right
well,
on.
Good. Okay. Well, listen to it again so you can hear it in the way that the angels would like for you to hear it and even talk to Samuel because this is the angel that is going to help you.
Great.
I'm not saying you can't get help through your inner self or through your prayers or whatever, but Samuel wants to help you.
Okay.
They do help better when you talk to them. That's what I learned, but I also learned they help. They help save your life on occasion, too.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jane. Have a good night, hon.
You too. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Take care.
It was so quiet.
Yeah. Okay. We're moving on to area code 602. And I'm trying to bring you live. I'll let you know when I have you live. That was a great reading. I liked that very much. Okay, area code 602. What is your name, please?
Hello, my name is Pamela, and I'd like to see
Pamela.
What kind of card. Hi.
Welcome, change. So, that's just what I'm thinking. So whatever you need to change, just welcome the change. I welcome you. With teaching and learning, this is a great card. It's a beautiful card. Archangel Zadkiel. Keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others. So this means, to me, this means that you're ready. This person, this angel is holding a book, and his wings are gold. It could be a female, but it looks male. Its wings are gold, and there's like channeling coming into through to his crown, and he's holding a torch as well. So this is kind of serious that you are ready to learn new ideas and teach these ideas. So you probably would do well to journal or start writing your book now so you can get the ideas down. Nothing is silly because we're all different, even though we're all one. We have different ideas. So nothing that comes through is silly. Just write it down.
Okay.
You don't know who you're going to have to teach what you thought about.
Okay. I've been actually thinking of trying to do that. It's just I'm putting out there where to do that.
Yes, and I've done that too many times, where I'm willing to go, just show me where. Are you ready for leadership? Be careful if you give it away, because this is the one where Archangel Gabriel is actually dropping the horn. So he's not tooting it very loud. So you could silently go forward to your leadership. It's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. These cards said the same thing. The only difference was that Gabriel was being a little bit more quiet, not coming through with his horn. Tooting. So Gabriel also is like in the shadows. So Zatiel has moved into the light. So still, okay. I believe it is time for you to accept that you're a leader. Open it. Learn new ideas. Write them all down. Be ready to teach them to people.
Okay. That's really awesome. Thank you. Very much so.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Pamela.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. God bless.
You too. Thank you. Maybe I'll speak to you again
Thanks.
On my own show, huh?
Yes. Oh,
wait,
there you
tell
go.
Tell us what your show is, because I don't know. What's your show?
Just
all right.
Intuitive understanding.
Oh, you got it. Okay,
I haven't
that's
gotten
great.
It there yet.
Well, you
I haven't
got
gotten
it.
There.
That's I've fine. I would like to have a show too, but I don't have the internet, so I haven't been asking for it.
Well,
you just gave me the title. See,
there you go. Run with it.
Great.
Run
that
with it, leader. And I liked what you said about being a teacher, because we all are teachers and we're all students, and one never stops learning. We're moving on to area code 904. And you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
My name is Patty.
What is it?
Patty.
Patty?
Yeah, Patricia.
Patty. Oh, Patty. Oh, okay, Patty. I
got it.
That's the name of my sister.
Oh, good name.
I've had this one card out before. It'll sound familiar to David. It looks like it's time for you to spread your wings. Archangel Ariel is saying, don't hold back. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect. You're ready to soar. So if you have something to do, it's okay. The timing is okay. It's now. You can do, and you can express it in every now moment till it actually becomes in this now moment. Angel therapy. Have you ever thought about that? Archangel Raphael says, to give your cares and worries to the angels and allow us to take your burden. So you can actually have your angels directing you on spreading your wings, because the timing is perfect for you to soar. You got
to
ask what
great.
You want. Ask what you want. Believe it. Have faith. I used to argue, you know, I don't know anybody who has as much faith as I do. And it's like I was thinking it was taking too long. But there's more to faith. There's also trust and love. So you got to get it all down. I had to get it all down, knowing that there's more than faith. Because I have enough faith to have instant healing. That was what I knew faith to be. But to make things happen, to get to the vibration of them happening, you also have to trust and love and have an open heart.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm ready to soar. I am definitely looking for some changes.
That
well, you
sounds great. I wish you the best. I am envisioning you soaring, Patty.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
All right. Thank
My
you for calling
so
tonight.
Ready. Thank you. Thank you. Be blessed.
All right.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You don't
you
have
too.
To send a horse. Yeah, David, you're so used to doing it. You don't have to send your horse as a balloon to pop energy on people.
Thank you. All right. We're moving on to area code 727. And you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Kate.
Kate. Hi.
Hi.
Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Kate. The first card I drew, is Haniel that says, notice the moon, how it affects your energy and your manifestation, and capitalize upon these cycles. What I think is important to tell people is just that it's not always the new moon, which I think is happening now. It's not always the full moon. Sometimes it's a different cycle for everybody. So if you've done a new moon ceremony for 5 years, you know that it's a different. Make your own moon cycle. Write it down on a calendar when a manifestation happened, when you had a synchronicity, when your energy changed, and capitalize on that cycle every month. The angel Zophiel is also asking you to go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. I know that being outside does help you gain creative ideas. And what I wanted to say was the first angel is very, very feminine and holding three doves, a dove in each hand and a dove in the crown. So, and she's dressed, you know, like with a low-cut white dress. The second one that's going outdoors, she's in a rose garden, and she looks more like 60s, you know, loose clothing and holding a rose. She's got a water fountain next to her. So in nature, you can relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. I used to go sit at the Rose Garden at the library in Sacramento, and you could do that all year round. And it did work to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas. So I hope that helps. Be sure and listen to this again. Did I lose you guys?
No, you're still with us. You're still with us, Dave.
We're just contemplating.
There's a certain entrainment that I find in calls where the energy is shared and the readings seem to emanate from caller to caller.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we're going through some shifts that would seem like that. We're shifting quickly, then slowly, then, but we're definitely shifting. The energy is moving forward, backwards, round and round. It's almost hard to hang on to sometimes, but just take your power back and you're going to get the energy you need. Magnetism is changing, too, so that could be another thing about being aware of your cycles. And pay attention to the thoughts and ideas that come to you, because I believe that you're having answered prayers. Okay. That's all that's coming out of me right now.
That's a lot.
Yes, it's pretty heavy duty. That's why I tell people to listen again. These are Archangel cards. They're all high vibrational.
Well, thank you for calling, Kate.
Thank you so much. Blessings to both of you.
Oh, God bless you. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, we'll be moving on in just a minute. We have two left that have called in. We have a Skype caller, and you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It's Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you, David.
Good, good. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Gina. Is there anything that you haven't come out of the closet with yet? Because I'm seeing clairsentience, clairaudience, and that you're sensitive.
Very.
So let's see. Archangel Raguel says, notice your recurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So you are truly guided. Clairaudience. Ooh. Archangel Zachiel says, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit different, but if you hear different people that you have not talked to and they all say the same thing, that is loving guidance. You are sensitive, and Archangel Haniel, the angel of sensitivity. This is so sweet. She's all white. I can't even. Oh, she's playing a harp. I couldn't see it very well because of the waterfall. She's playing a harp. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. honor yourself and your feelings. Make a song about honoring yourself and your feelings. Yeah, that's pretty heavy. Time to let us know.
Yes.
When are you going to be on the show?
Yes, I am actually thinking about that.
Are you really?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Not
yeah.
intuitive.
I was very, very guided today to focus on that.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, Diana, is there any information about a relationship?
Well, I think you need to write this one. Take time to write down your thoughts in a journal. And this is the angel Gabriel. Again, that has a star right over his crown, her crown. This is a female angel. So you write in the relationship that you want. That's the only answer I'm getting. And be creative.
Okay.
That's the creative writing part.
Okay. Is it possible
it sounds
to
a little
recreate?
Strange, but it can be done. Create.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Is it possible to recreate a past relationship, like thing to reignite from an ongoing kind of relationship?
I don't think that the angels are going to, because we're doing high energy vibrations. You got comfort, so. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. Okay, that's Azrael. You probably have healing to do with your past relationship, as most people do.
How true.
Yeah.
So that's all I got. But that's pretty cool. That was a pretty cool answer coming from a high vibrational card.
So is that a yes or a no?
You're being given comfort. Archangel Azrael is with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. So again, it's up to you.
Okay.
If there's something you need to heal before you can go forward to go to the path, which I don't know how that works itself, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You need to heal. Heal your heart and then create it.
Okay, great.
That's a wonderful reminder. We're all creators. So, Gina, God bless, and thank you for calling.
Blessing. Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a beautiful evening. We have one last caller, and Diana, just to let you know, the electronic lady will come on and say that we have 90 seconds left in a little while. Pay no attention to her. That's just the time that I set for callers to call in. So and keep going. We're going to area code 863, and you are live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Julia. Thanks for taking my
call. Hi, Julia. How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent.
Hiya.
Thank you. Say hello to Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, Julia. It sounds to me like you are a counselor, so did that and. Can you hear me? Archangel Azrael
yes.
says you're a natural counselor. You're a natural counselor, and many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. So you probably would be a good public speaker as well, with having people comfortable with your guidance. You have peace, which is pretty cool. Archangel's channel says peace comes from remembering that only love is real. I think there's a little bit more to it than that, or it just takes some people a while to know that only love is real. The Shamuel here is like fiery, colored, wings, face, dress, everything, and the dove is leap the hands.
So basically that is sending a message. And your message is peace is pretty cool. And being a counselor, you must be pretty confident, and that is great. You could use a little bit of chakra clearing, but you know, I'm not saying you have to. But Archangel Metatron wants to help you and says, call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometry shapes. Now, I like that. I used to use a dodecahedron and just have the dodecahedron go around in circles, around and around and around, and that was a chakra clearing. So you can develop a shape that you want to send through your chakras and just keep yourself open because your peace and your sending message and your counseling that benefits people, your guidance and your reassurance. All that sounds pretty great to me.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And I don't know you.
No, you don't. You know, I was reading on the show page where you were traveling, or you were a mystic traveler. And I was curious.
Yes.
I was wondering if I would be doing any traveling, like traveling as in like outside of the United States. Maybe going to
another
country.
Well, that is definitely
or...
up to you. I would have to say that's up to you. Because the mystical traveler was actually a, like a vow.
Oh.
And do you remember Sylvia Brown?
I'm sorry.
If you read her book,
Sylvia Brown. Yes, yes.
She had some pretty good meditations. I mean, otherwise people didn't really like her very well, but I thought she was okay. I liked her meditations. She wrote a book called Mystical Traveler, and it fell off the shelf. So when that happens, I have to get something. And in that, she teaches you exactly how to ask for it. Say you're ready and do it. And then after you read the whole thing, 5 pages or whatever of a guided meditation. Now, don't do this if you aren't serious because you just asked for it. Before you read those 5 pages, don't do it unless you're serious because it really did happen. And I really did live on the road 2.2 years, and I wasn't expecting it to be that long. So I had to be creative. I had to learn. I learned what every now moment meant. I taught the universe what it meant because a lot of times I didn't feel like anything was coming, and I was like, look at my feet. Every step says, in every now moment. So we did a lot of talking, me and the universe. So it's not all fun and games, but there's a lot of fun and games when you're traveling. You want to go out of the state. That's something you can create because that involves more than just taking off and getting in a vehicle.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like a destined thing that, you know, how we come into the earth, we have a quasi-plan for the things that we want to do while we're here, and, you know, some people...
Well, isn't that the person that's
around on
tomorrow? I think you need to come back. Is that tomorrow, David?
Julia, you probably didn't hear because you tuned in late, but call in tomorrow night and speak with Jessie Ann Nichols George. She reads life scripts. She calls herself a code reader, and she uses a lot of different spiritual modalities to actually read your life, and you might be interested in calling and getting a reading from her.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you. And
yeah,
thank you, Diana, for the message tonight. It was wonderful. And thank you, David,
for taking my call.
You're welcome. You got in just under the wire, Julia.
Yes, thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, well, have a beautiful night, and God bless.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, Diana, that was quite a show. You took care of 18 people tonight. That's beautiful.
Wow. Okay, yeah, that was quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's almost a record. So thank you so much for being of service tonight. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
You're pretty magnificent.
Oh, well, we all are when we remember That's we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all divine beings.
Yeah.
So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.